The next choice, join us as we dip into the charming world of ladies' fashions.
Oh, hear this. I know this.
Can you let them across
here? Of course I'll bring them across here, yeah. Now.
It looks like a 17th century sort of soldier's hat, but in fact, what you've chosen is...
Long gloves. Yeah. Long gloves. Mainly through the strip Georgian linen.
Right.
In the sun. Of course, clothing cannot get you outraged normally. And then I thought, it's that nitwit shorthand, which maybe it is a kind of thing that would appeal to the Mansfield chap. It's that shorthand where in Georgian linen, if they're sophisticated and if they're at a party, mm-hmm. and like the advert, if I might say, for Ferrero Rocher, if that's what it's called, where the ambassador goes and they bring in the women to show that they're sophisticated and men of the world and have married successful men, always wear long gloves. Something that doesn't happen in the real world.
It is a fact about Georgian linen that they are either in evening wear or stark naked. They do actually have a practical function. I mean, you could get really cold forearms, couldn't you?
They are that kind. As I say, where did it come from? The feather bow is a nice touch.
I think where it came from was during the First World War, because if we look at this all-purpose chart here... During the flu epidemic of 1916, this is how the deaths worked out. This section here was because of poor housing and sanitation, mm-hmm. okay? This section here were people who were too frightened to be inoculated. Yeah. And these are people who died of having cold forearms. So, there is some fact in history, some reason for having them.
And where do you buy them? Have you ever seen a store selling long gloves?
Well, I think what you have to do is ask our researcher. But there are other things, aren't there, of course? There is this, which I feel is even worse.
Oh, the cummerbund.
The cummerbunds.
The cummer, yes, that's for an affectation and nonsense.
Absolutely.
And there are people starving, aren't there? And they're manufacturing these and those.
But my favourite is the stole.
No, I like stoles.
I'd just like to, a cautionary tale for anybody out there. Never wear one of these and take a tab of acid. You are in big trouble. Okay, well...
Very good.
I think, no, we'll keep those.
It's all together.
I think the long gloves definitely go in.
Let's put the rest into
that special section of room 101... reserved for things that are completely useless.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Prince Edward wing.
Okay.
put it there. Oh, some royalists in. Okay, and don't forget to listen out for a tune as we send them into room 101.
Room 101.
Danny painting
matched. Yeah.
All right, let's
go. All right. Tony Capstick.
No, it was Brian and Michael matched up.
Was it Brian and Michael?
Yeah, yeah. And strangely, they never had another hit.
No, that's right.
That was off their album, Brian and Michael Sing the Very Best of 20th Century Painters.